This is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood, and this is Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad you're with me in Daniel chapter 11. We find ourselves in verse 40 as we see Antiochus Epiphanes described hundreds of years before his existence through this prophetic word given to Daniel, who served the Lord during the Babylonian and Medo-Persian empires while Israel was in exile, and then remained there as they were returned from exile, and now is given a vision of what is going to happen to Jerusalem and to his people after they have been restored and before the coming of the Messiah. Here's what he says in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, but the king of the north shall rush upon him like a whirlwind, and with chariots and horsemen and with many ships, and he shall come into countries and shall overflow and pass through. He shall come into the glorious land, that would be the promised land, and tens of thousands shall fall, but there shall be delivered out of his hand Edom and Moab and the main part of the Ammonites. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall become ruler of the treasures of gold and of silver and all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Cushites shall follow in his train. But news from the east and the north shall alarm him, and he shall go out with great fury to destroy and devote many to destruction, and he shall pitch his palatial tents between the sea and the glorious mountain. Yet he shall come to his end with none to help him. Now, this description of Antiochus Epiphanes is accurate, but the reality of this description is bigger than the accuracy, and the details do not completely line up from at least what we understand. Therefore, there are many who believe that this prophecy of Antiochus Epiphanes is being given to be fulfilled on a larger stage, and that is beyond Canaan, or beyond Palestine, or beyond the land of promise, and it is a worldwide rebellious apostate movement that shall be brought to an end by the hand of God, as a Antichrist king shall attempt to rule throughout the world as the beast of the sea, tyrannical government supported by the beast of the land, and that is in the book of Revelation, the apostate church. Well, I don't think we can say that for sure, but the reality is Antiochus Epiphanes lost his life in a war with Persia, and this text says that this king will lose his life between Jerusalem and the Great Sea, and that would be between, of course, Jerusalem and the Mediterranean. And it also describes his power as unstoppable, his power that overwhelms everything. Well, Antiochus Epiphanes was a powerful king and despotic, but he was more of a local power than he was in any sense a cosmopolitan and worldwide power. So is this looking at a movement of extraordinary challenge and persecution against the Lord's church, a purifying movement in which the false church shall be seen in its apostasy, but in reality is those who are faithful will remain faithful to the Lord, even as they did in the days of Antiochus Epiphanes. They would also do so in the day of one even more worldwide in his rebellion against God, and that is the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, who comes seemingly with great power, providing false signs of wonders and miracles that would even be greater than Antiochus Epiphanes that seem to be indicated by this text. In other words, there's something that's going to happen before the first advent of Christ, Antiochus Epiphanes, that on a larger scale is going to happen before the second advent of Christ. That is what becomes the focal point of Daniel and the various interpretations. Well, Daniel's got something else to say to us, and I want you to join me for that tomorrow, another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.